Chestnut Hill Technologies is a leading technology integration and cybersecurity consulting firm based in the Boston area and owned by a BC alum. CHT provides world-class strategy and consulting to Fortune 500 and mid-cap firms throughout New England and nationally, including State Street Bank, Amaj Pharma, and Intel Corporation. Check them out at chestnuthilltechnologies.com. That's chestnuthilltechnologies.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to another podcast edition of Lights, Camera, Sports, presented by Chestnut Hill Technologies. I'm your host, Mike Galtieri. So happy to have you back on board here for another exciting edition of the Lights, Camera, Sports podcast. We are lucky enough to be joined by Jack Bergamini. He is the associate sports editor of The Heights, a junior at BC. And I thought it'd be interesting to bring him on to kind of get the student perspective of Boston College football as they're 2-3 coming off a win over Virginia and heading to Army this weekend. So first things first, Jack, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, Jack. Well, first, just want to learn about you as well. I know you're from Westchester County. You're a junior at BC. Did you grow up? Did you always want to go to BC?
I wouldn't say I always wanted to. I mean, I guess BC kind of became on my radar, you know, during high school when you start looking for colleges. And I found BC, and I thought it was a really great combination of athletics and, you know, and academics. So, you know, they got the D1 sports, but they're also, you know, great academic programs. One of the best in the country. And so that's why I applied, and that's why I ultimately decided to go here. And I couldn't be happier with my decision.
That's great. And did you grow up, did you play sports in New York and Westchester?
Yeah, so in high school I ran cross country and track. I played CYO basketball my whole life. Never played football. I was a little too skinny for that. But, you know, big fan of the sport, big Giants fan.
There you
Not too good of a season this year, though, for the Giants.
Okay, and then just tell our listeners how you got involved with The Heights.
Sure. So freshman year, came into BC, you know, wanted to join some clubs like every freshman does. Applied into the introductory program The Heights has, got accepted, then applied for the e-board. I ended up landing as associate podcast editor, so I ran their podcast, Eagle Eye, for The Heights for my first semester. And then I got promoted to assistant sports editor last year, and then midway through last year, I got promoted to the associate sports editor, and that's where I am now. It's been a great experience. I get to cover, I primarily cover football and basketball, but you know, I oversee the coverage of all the other sports at BC, from lacrosse to soccer to field hockey. Me and Graham Dietz, the head sports editor, kind of take on that responsibility, and it's a great time. I really enjoy it.
Okay, now take our listeners who might not be on campus. What's the general feel for football on campus this fall? 2-3, some good home games, some good student turnout. Just what's the whole the appeal of football for the student population?
Sure. So I would definitely say it's extremely up and down. Like if you look at it after that Northern Illinois or especially that Holy Cross loss, I think we couldn't have been at a lower point. I wrote about it after the Holy Cross game. I think our students were just extremely disconnected with the program, you know, didn't stay for the game. The stadium got taken over by Holy Cross fans. People were down on our team. And you know, the whole chance in the stands, you know, you can tell that they're frustrated. But I think after the Virginia game, you know, it wasn't perfect by any means. But BC was able to pull out the win. I think it was probably the most important game of Jeff Hafley's career on The Heights, just in terms of winning that game. I don't know what would have happened if he'd lost, but, you know, BC won the game. I think the students are slowly getting bought back in. You know, they look at the schedule, they see Army, they see a bye week, and they see a struggling Georgia Tech team. So we could try to put them in UConn on October 28th. So there's a chance that BC can put together a few wins here and still make a bowl game, which is the goal.
Yeah, no question about it. That Virginia game was big. You know, there's a big difference between 1-4 and 2-3. But you're right. You got to keep going. And what's the enthusiasm on campus for tailgating and kind of going to road games? What's the whole student appeal for that for the football program?
Yeah, so I mean, the tailgates, that's definitely something I take a look at every single game. I think to start the year off, it was a bit slow. Northern Illinois was during Memorial Day weekend. So a bit of a light turnout. Holy Cross, you know, a lot of Holy Cross fans showed up. That has helped the tailgate, but, you know, that kind of hurt the vibe of the stadium, I would say, when the were no BC fans left, and they were just full lacrosse fans. FSU, it was the rain kind of impacted it, so the tailgates were a little light. Would have liked to see in a bigger scene when you're playing the number three team in the country. But then the UVA game, that tailgate was probably one of the best I've seen in my, you know, two-plus years at BC. I mean, it was parents' weekend, so parents packed, you know, the scene. There was a lot of students. Probably every student was there. So that, the environment was great for the tailgate scene. In terms of traveling to away games, I think there would definitely be a strong BC presence at this Army game because it's over fall break, not too far, with like two and a half hours. So I think there will be a strong BC presence traveling to this game. I can't say for other games what that will be because I probably won't be there. Maybe I might go to Syracuse, but not sure about that. But for this Army game in particular, there will be a strong BC presence. I also think Army is a cool game to go to. You know, like, they have cool traditions. That's also why I really wanted to go to, and I will be there.
There you go. No doubt about it. And what do you think, what's the students' take on Jeff Hafley, head coach Jeff Hafley? Are they long for him, or are they a little restless?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've heard, but there's been some fire Hafley chants in the student sections at these games. I know there was a lot on last Saturday when BC played UVA, especially after that BC gave up that Hail Mary to end the first half. You could hear those chants from the press box. So I can't say that the win changed students' perspective on Jeff Hafley. I think if Hafley continues to put together wins, you know, maybe Army, Georgia Tech, UConn put together a string of wins, and yeah, students will turn on him. Students just want to see a winning football program. If the team be bad like they were last year, 3-9, the students aren't going to be happy. They're not going to go to games, and they're going to, you know, post on social media that they're angry with the team, angry at the players, but it's not really on the players because those are their classmates. It's on the coach. And so they'll direct their anger towards the coach. And I think Jeff Hafley's a great guy, and I still think he can turn around this team. I do, but if those outcomes and those wins are there, then you can't blame students for being reckless and being mad and yelling things during games.
Chestnut Hill Technologies is a leading technology integration and cybersecurity consulting firm based in the Boston area and owned by a BC alum. CHT provides world-class strategy and consulting to Fortune 500 and mid-cap firms throughout New England and nationally, including State Street Bank, Amaj Pharma, and Intel Corporation. Check them out at chestnuthilltechnologies.com. That's chestnuthilltechnologies.com.
Okay, let's get onto the field. What was your general take of the win over Virginia? A couple ideas, you know, obviously a tale of two halves there.
Yeah, I mean, so BC, you know, past few games hasn't gotten off to a good start, especially offensively or defensively. You know, BC was down 14-0, let up that Hail Mary. But in the second half, they dominated. Their rushing game was the best I've seen it in a while. I mean, Pat Garber was the best he's been since the 2021 season. That's also true because of the offensive line, and the offensive line compared to last year is miles ahead. And so my takeaway was that this BC team, after they gave up that Hail Mary, you know, they could have rolled over, they could have packed it in, lost that game, not show up for the second half, but they fought back, and they proved that they were resilient. They clawed their way back into that game. Even special teams, shout out to Liam Connor. I mean, last year BC couldn't even hit extra points reliably. Liam Connor hitting 2 40-plus yard field goals, that's a major plus for this BC team. And so I just think the fact that they came back and didn't roll over gives me hope for this team moving forward because it shows that they are still bought into Jeff Hafley and the coaching staff.
And then looking forward now towards Army, I know you said you're going to be there. What's your take? How do you think the Eagles will fare against Army in West Point?
Yeah, I mean, so Jeff Hafley has said it himself, this will be BC's most physical game of the season. And I know Army, they've kind of gotten away from their, you know, really heavy running offense. They kind of do more shotgun now. That'll be interesting to see. But I if BC's going to have success, they're going to have to pound the run game once again with Garwell, Groom, and Castellanos is going to have to use his legs because there'll be a lot of physical play, and I think it'll end up coming down to those plays where it's just based on talent and trying to make something out of nothing. And my take is I do think BC can win this game. It will be tough. It's on the road. Army, is able to string together this win, that'll be huge for me too.
Okay, Jack, before I let you go too, as well, as you mentioned, a big game for BC football, but also right around the corner, BC men's basketball. What's your just big picture take of Earl Grant Company for men's basketball?
Yeah, so I couldn't be a bigger Earl Grant supporter. What he's done for this program, it's been pretty remarkable. He's taken teams with not the most talent and made them competitive. They've, you know, last year, talking about UVA, they beat, was it number six UVA in the country at home? Students stormed the court. Like, the general excitement around the men's basketball team is, I think, way, way more than anything the football team perceives. I think people are genuinely excited about the basketball team, and they see real potential with the team. I think, and if they don't make the NIT this year, that'll be a disappointment. I think the NIT is the goal, and that should be expected, considering Quinn Post, you know, coming off most improved ACC player award last year. He'll be back. He'll be better. Should be better. You lose Mekhi Langford, but you get Claude O'Harris Jr., a transfer who averaged 17 points last year. He should replace Mekhi. And you have, you know, another year of improvement from Jaden Zachary. Princeton Ligby should take a huge step. Devin McLaughlin was big last year. He should be even better. And then you have freshmen like Fred Payne, Jaden Hastings, and then the return of Donald Hands, who missed basically all of last year with a torn ACL. He was, like, a really highly touted recruit from BC. So he should come back and make an impact. And then Mason Madsen, who was a solid player, rotational player for BC last year, while even though he struggled from three-point range, he you know, be more comfortable this year. He should start knocking those down. This team is one of the deepest BC men's basketball teams, I think, for quite a while. And that's not something you could have said the past 2 years. If guys went down with injuries and couldn't post it out for a while last year, there wasn't many people who could replace them scoring-wise. But I think this year it's a different story, and there's a lot of depth. And Earl Grant has done a fantastic job with this program, and I have full confidence that BC will make some noise in the ACC this year.
Yeah, no doubt. I just want to think. I think you got to have a higher goal than NIT. I think you really got to try to make the NCAA tournament. This is a program that hasn't made the NCAA since 2009, so I'm shooting higher, man. I want NCAA this year for BC men's basketball.
I agree, but you know you can't expect like crazy outcomes. You know, the team like small steps every year. I think the NCAA tournament is a possibility, but I don't know if those, because the team said that last year too. You know, they're going to say that every year, and then they lost in the second round of the ACC tournament. So I think, you know, there's a chance this year, but the NIT, I don't think that should be seen as a disappointment.
Okay, Jack, before I let you go, what do you like to do on campus outside of sports and around BC?
Sure. I mean, you know, I like going into Boston, looking around the city. You know, obviously, going to BC athletic events is a huge, huge thing for me at BC. Love doing that. I like to play golf at Newton Commonwealth. I'm right next to the course, so me and my friends are always, you know, hopping the fence, going over there, playing some golf, playing nine holes. We're going tomorrow, so looking forward to that. I mean, I just love BC's campus, love the vibe around it, love everyone who goes to BC, so it's definitely a good time.
All right, Jack Bergamini, Associate Sports Editor at The Heights, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Chestnut Hill Technologies is a leading technology integration and cybersecurity consulting firm based in the Boston area and owned by a BC alum. CHT provides world-class strategy and consulting to Fortune 500 and mid-cap firms throughout New England and nationally, including State Street Bank, Amaj Pharma, and Intel Corporation. Check them out at chestnuthilltechnologies.com. That's chestnuthilltechnologies.com.